Dvar Halacha Thursday night, or Yud Gimel Tammuz. If two people get married and they were both married previously, then Sheva Brachas is only, well, you have Sheva Brachas under the chuppah, that's part of the chuppah ceremony, we'll call it. And then you have Sheva Brachas at the first meal following the chuppah. But the question is, does it only one meal? Only one meal, if they were both married previously. You have Sheva Brachas only at one meal. But the question is also, what happens if it's a different day? Some say it's not only the first meal, but it's only if it's the same day as the chuppah. So what people do is a makbid to have it either all at night or all in the daytime, making sure that the seuda following the chuppah is the same day as the chuppah, to avoid a shayla. And then you make Sheva Brachas by that meal, and then that's it. What's less, that maybe is known to people that have to know it, but what's less known even to those people is that there's an Issa Malacha for 3 days, according to most Rishonim, that he's not supposed to go to work, and he's supposed to be Mesamech Hasishto for 3 days, and she could be Mochel, which is, if people do go to work, that's what they're saying, Mechan, I think, I don't know, it's not so much, so I just had a case of a friend of mine that remarried. And they worked it out. I think that it was the Thanksgiving Day weekend. Said I had 3 days off of work. Something like that. I don't know, Thanksgiving. It was something that worked out. It was Thursday night, then Friday, and then Shabbos, so they didn't go to work. Okay, but...